Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, October 19th. The television ad wars are heating up in the Commonwealth of Virginia in advance of that critical gubernatorial race. We've got 2 weeks to go until the votes are counted in that critical governor's race in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe running against Republican Glenn Youngkin. It is a race that is no doubt going to be overread for its implications and its ability to sort of foretell what the political landscape will look like next year heading into the 2022 midterm elections. But there are going to be real lessons to be drawn. It is a Democratic-leaning state, but one with real purple hue. So it wasn't that long ago that it was a Republican state. And there is no doubt that the national political debate bleeds over right across the river, especially into Northern Virginia, where the bulk of the population lives, and is a critical component for any Democrat trying to win Virginia. Now, the TV ad wars between McAuliffe and Youngkin are really heating up. And remember, more than 400,000 people have already voted in this race. So I say it's 2 weeks to go until the votes are counted, but we are in the midst of Election Day each and every day right now in Virginia. And I think it's just a good moment to dip in and have you guys hear what the candidates are spending all that money on to communicate to voters. It encapsulates precisely where they see their opportunity for success at winning this race. Terry McAuliffe, as you know, is doing everything in his power to make Glenn Youngkin into Donald Trump and hopefully scaring enough of those independent voters and Democrats that turned out and delivered the state for Joe Biden by 10 points last year to do so again for Terry McAuliffe. Today, the McAuliffe campaign released an ad invoking Charlottesville, the January 6th insurrection, and tying all of that to Youngkin. Give a listen.
How did we end up here? The lies, the division. It starts when we give room for hate to grow.
You also had very fine people on both sides.
And for some, they embrace it.
I was honored to receive President Trump's endorsement.
But leadership requires taking a stand and not giving oxygen to the lies.
The single biggest issue,
the most important issue,
is talking about the election fraud.
So let's just audit the voting machines.
This election.
Now, Terry McAuliffe was on CNN today, and my colleague Kate Baldwin was interviewing him and pressed him repeatedly if indeed he saw his only chance at success by invoking Trump. She noted he actually brought Trump's name up two or three times before she even did in the interview. He says at the end of the interview that no, he's not just dependent on Donald Trump and the specter of Trump. And he went on to make this argument for his candidacy.
If you look at my advertising, what I say on the trail, there's huge differences, Kate, in this campaign. I'm for raising the minimum wage to $15. I'm for paid family medical leave. I'm for paid sick leave. Glenn Youngkin is against every one of those.
But just look where he puts his money. There's a lot of invoking of Donald Trump in that new television ad. Now, for Youngkin, he is trying to make sure that some of what we see in the polling of apathy on the Democratic side, a lack of energy and enthusiasm about the election, he's trying to pick up on that. And he's using his advertising to highlight some Democrats who, you know, may be deciding this year they want a change. He wants to give them a permission slip to come on over to the Youngkin side.
I'm Sandra Davis. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I voted for Biden. What's happening in our educational system is that politics are being put before children. Even though I'm a Democrat, I'm going to support Glenn Youngkin this year because I believe that he's going to put our children first.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but over the years, the Democratic Party has let me down. That's why this year, I'm voting for Glenn Youngkin.
And you heard in one of those testimonials from a Democrat that Youngkin's running, this notion of education. Well, Glenn Youngkin has put schools and parents' rights front and center. We've talked about before on the podcast that line that McAuliffe had in a recent debate where he said he didn't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach and how Youngkin has seized on that, including putting it directly in his advertising with millions of dollars behind it.
Virginia parents have a right to make decisions on their children's education. That's the Virginia I grew up in. Terry McAuliffe wants to change that.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
That's wrong. As governor, I'll increase teacher pay and pass the largest education budget in history.
So you may ask yourself, is that working? Is that going to make Youngkin appealing to folks maybe in the middle, independents, or even some soft Democrats? I will give you one clear clue that Terry McAuliffe thinks it's working. He released a second ad today, direct to camera, clearly on the defensive on this very issue.
I want you to hear this from me. Glenn Youngkin's taking my words out of context. I've always valued the concerns of parents. It's why as governor, we scaled back standardized testing, expanded pre-K, and invested $1 billion in public schools.
And in fact, that first McAuliffe ad I told you about that ties Youngkin to Trump and January 6th and Charlottesville, that's the one the campaign blasted out in a press release this morning. That's the one they're hoping will get a lot of the attention. But it's actually this last ad you just heard of McAuliffe dealing with a vulnerability in a classic way in campaigns. Put the politician on camera, have him talk directly to the voters to try and clean up what clearly they perceive to be a mistake. This ad is the most newsworthy ad of the day because it shows McAuliffe clearly concerned. The race is a total dead heat, and we've got 2 weeks to go. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.